before you go to your lunch, can you tell us what's happening at the Old School coming up over the next few weeks?
Okay, so this weekend we've got movies happening. Saturday, a film called Living, and this is with Bill Nighy.
Oh, yes.
And it's best adapted screenplay, set in 1953 in London. So it's just about him taking, he gets a medical diagnosis, so it's about him taking stock of his life and how to fulfill his life before it goes beyond reach.
So he's like a dry civil servant, is he, looking to break out of that?
Oh yeah, kind of.
I think I've seen the trailer for it, and I have to be honest though, anything with Bill Nighy in it, I'd be more than happy to see.
Yeah, yeah. And this is a bit of a this is a different role for him. Normally, he's in quite a few comedies.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Bill Nighy, and that's at 5 o'clock on Saturday, and then at 8 o'clock is a film called Tar, with Cate Blanchett. This is winner of a BAFTA Film Award for the Best Leading Actress. And this is set in the international world of Western classical music, and she's considered one of the greatest living composers, conductors, and the very first female director of a major German orchestra.
So is this a true story, or this is just a fiction?
No, it's a fiction.
Okay, right.
That one, yep. And then Sunday at 4:30 is The Fablemans. And this will be the last screening of this. There's already been a few screenings of that. And this is a film based on the Steven Spielberg's childhood.
Yeah, we've talked about this one before. It's another one. Yeah. You guys are getting some good films these days, I've got to say.
Yep, that's thanks to Roger, who's our movies organiser, getting in lots of really good films.
Can I generally ask about the Raglan Film Festival? Is that is there planning happening for that? Is that on this year?
Yes, planning for that is happening. Funny you should say that. That all just started, planning started happening yesterday.
Okay.
So we're pulling together the Film Festival volunteer team. If anyone is interested in movies and films and would like to be part of the organising volunteer team, they can get in touch with the Old School. We'd love to have some new, fresh faces on board. And, yeah, planning for that. It's the dates for this year have changed. We've listened to what the schools have said, and they really need a full year. Because that full year needs to happen, we're taking a little bit of a break. There won't actually be a film festival this year on the red carpet, but entries will still be open, and they'll be opening in about another month's time.
Yeah.
And then we'll start promoting and just putting some support out there to the schools and to anyone else out there that's making films to get their applications in by the end of the year, with the red carpet event happening at the Town Hall, which celebrates all the filmmaking, and the actual film festival happening will be in May next year.
Sounds good. And speaking of big events in May... there is one coming up, isn't there?
May this year, that's right. We've got Raglan Art to Wear happening. This is on Saturday the 27th of May, and there's two performances, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Audience tickets are $25. They actually go on sale on the 12th of May.
Do they?
So yes, they do, and they will be available. There's an online Creative Raglan online website that you can go to purchase your tickets, or you can also come into the Old School, into the office.
And will there be, you have used to do an exhibition, like an afterward exhibition for people to see some of the outfits. Will that still be happening this year?
Yes, that will be happening. So that'll be opening in June, 1st of June, and that will be Take a Second Look exhibitions.
That's an exhibition happening at the end of the month. Is there one on at the moment or one coming up?
There is one coming up. We have an exhibition called Lead by the Heart. It's by three local artists.
Oh, I've got a poster for that in the studio, and I didn't know what it was because it didn't have the word exhibition on it.
Yes, that's it's an exhibition.
I figured it was.
Yeah, it's three artists, Colleen Vickers, Miriam Collins, and Bridget Pride. And they're all about, their exhibition is going to be mainly watercolours and pencil work. They're three artists, so they all do quite different artwork. So it's a collaboration of all types of art. It'll be wall art, oils on canvas, various subjects. It's called Lead by the Heart.
Okay.
And it's all about...
it says celebrating mothers everywhere on the poster in the studio here.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And is there an opening night or an opening event?
No, it'll be opening on the Saturday, the 6th of May, yep. and be open each day until the Sunday, the 14th of May, which is the Reagan Creative Market, will be the last day it's on,
okay.
10 till 2.
Okay, awesome. Now, what else usually happens? Music usually happens at the old school. How are we doing there?
May, we have got music. We've got celebrating New Zealand Music Month as well, so we've got Live and Local happening, and that's on the Friday, the 12th of May. And also we've got We Wayward Divas, which is on the Friday, the 19th of May. And they're also doing a vocal workshop as well for Saturday, 20th of May,
okay.
at 2 o'clock. These are UK New Zealand singers, Julie Darby and Vicky Clayton.
Have I interviewed them? I might have interviewed them.
They've worked with Van Morrison beforehand.
Yeah, I've definitely
Joan Armatrading.
Their experience overseas. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. They must have liked Raglan because they've come back.
They have. This is their second Raglan concert. And this time, they'll also be teaching a vocal workshop. So,
We'll talk. Maybe we'll talk about that closer to the time.
Yeah, that's the 19th of May. It'd be worthwhile getting them, perhaps organising an interview with them.
Yeah, especially if they're doing it in a session like that. We should definitely talk to them. Okay,
yep.
So, and I will be talking to, at least to Wilkie Mack, Lynn Wilkins, because she's got an album out ahead of the Live and Local on the 12th as well.
Great, yep.
Yeah.
And Arts Talk, yes, there is an Artist Talks picking back up again, and that is happening on the 4th Thursday of the May of the month, and it'll be Thursday the 25th of May. This Artist Talk for the month of May is Brodie Reynolds.
Yep.
Brodie is a local painter, and she's a contemporary landscape artist. So she creates lots of atmospheric, dreamlike scenes using lots of fine layers of oil paint.
Mm.
Beautiful, beautiful paintings. So, yeah, the Artist Talks are an informal evening. They're open to everyone in the community to come along and just have a chance to listen to the artists talk about their artistic journey
okay.
and where they've got to, where they are. And then there's a Q&A afterwards. So
okay.
the bar will be open, entry by Koha. That's at 6:30 p.m.
Okay. And with the movies on this weekend, it means there's no market this weekend, I presume.
No, that's right. The market's on the second Sunday of every month, so that'll be the following one. The other one that we're doing, actually, is we've also got a six-week intermediate wheel workshop.
Oh, yeah.
With Sarah Bing, so there's still some vacancies for that.
Oh, is that starting
next week?
Starting next week, yeah. We've got a poster for that on the wall here.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's random why you got some posters, but others you don't. Okay.
We have many posters. People bring us posters. We put them up. We talk about them.
Yeah,
and that's open to anybody doing anything, actually. And we'll try to put it on our What's On guide as well.
Yeah.
Or we do put it on our What's On. If we get a poster, it goes on the What's On guide.
Yeah, no, that's cool. So, yeah, there's a six-week intermediate wheel workshop with Sarah Bing. That's starting on Monday. So still a couple of spots for that if anyone's interested. And I think that is about it, Aaron.
Okay, sounds good. Are you calling out for artists yet for Raglan Arts Weekend, or is that yet to come?
That has finished now.
That's finished.
So,
too late, people?
Yes. Too late. So, yep, we have got. So, Nikki will be able to touch base with Nikki for an interview on that one, and she can give you an update of the of where that project next is.
Yeah, but that will be in Labour Weekend, won't it?
That's Labour Weekend. Always Labour Weekend, Saturday, 22nd of October.
Cool.
And there's also the new emerging artists, which are called The Hat. I believe the registration for that is still open, and you can organise that registration process with Caleb.
Yeah, he's
Caleb Osborne.
One of our DJs here at the station. We had a chat with him last week or the week before about that, so yeah, get in touch with Caleb.
Yeah, he's doing an awesome job there. I think he's got over 10 emerging artists.
That's good. Yeah. That's an awesome move to set it up, I reckon, this time around.
It is. It's a great initiative. It's all about supporting artists that normally, you know, wouldn't have that gallery experience or that business sort of like mindset too as well, and just being able to provide a space that that everyone can collaborate together.
Yeah.
And support each other and developing their artistic careers. So it's pretty awesome. And I love the name, The Hat, she's come up with. It's great.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Hey, Jacqueline, thank you for talking to us this morning. And what are you going to have for lunch? Got plans?
Yeah, leftover potatoes.
Oh, leftover potatoes. That doesn't sound that good, but I presume
it is. No, it's amazing. Leftover potatoes from the night before, and you turned it into a potato salad.
Okay. But we'll talk to you in a week or two again. Hey, listening to The Morning Show with Aaron. That was our chat with Jacqueline Anderson from the Old School there. And I actually was at a meeting yesterday where Nikki, who's organising the Raglan Arts Weekend, was. And there might actually be, if you're an artist and you thought you'd missed out on your chance to be involved with the Arts Weekend, I suspect there's a chance you could get in, but I'd do it quick if I were you. So you get hold of the Old School Arts Centre, find Nikki if you can. And but you can call the Old School after 10, 825-0023. Always answer the phone there.